This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, speaking of roads, I don't even need to win the mega jackpot because I'm going to be a multi-millionaire with my new invention.
What are you inventing? Roads have been invented.
Yes. Yes, they have. Yeah. Yeah. But it's my new school. It's called school. Jamie's Roundabout School.
Excuse me?
It's called Jamie's Roundabout School.
What? Multi-million dollar idea?
Oh, my God. I put it on Twitter. I put it on our page. People are signing up. They're already signing up because nobody knows how to do a roundabout in this town.
Well, before I whip up my wallet here and invest in this school.
Okay.
What exactly are you talking about?
Well, it's $199. And what I do is I have this guy that knows how to do roundabouts because he lives in Loveland, and that's the home of the roundabout pretty much. And so he'll come and get in your car with you, and he'll teach you the ins and outs of how to drive around a roundabout, whether you're merging or in the circle, or if you're like, wait, I'm in the inside lane, but I need to get over there. How the hell do I do it? Because I know I've
That's a dilemma right now?
Oh, my God.
A lot of people need help with that.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I do. I will admit it.
I
cannot do a roundabout to save my freaking life. I get caught in the middle, and then I want to go over to that Chick-fil-A, and then I have to go around four times before I can make it all the way around.
Oh, yeah, you got to make sure. If you're getting off on an exit, one of those exits, you got to be in
on the
light.
Outside lane. I know, but I get stuck in the inside. And I'm like, I need you, Chick-fil-A. And then it's already passed, and I'm like, just going around and around. But then somebody said the way they do it in Europe is that you just jump the middle. And then
I just drive right over it.
I wouldn't put that in the school curriculum.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But I'm going to make millions based on just the Facebook post alone and the Twitter post that I made. I'm going to make millions. People said, there's a girl, I guess there's one on I-70 because they're doing all that construction, and they've made a massive roundabout off of I-70, and it looks scary, and she drives 3 miles out of her way not to take it.
Yeah.
She avoids it.
I do agree. They can be intimidating.
Oh, my
God. Okay?
Yeah,
and if you're not used to one. Fortunately for us, we have one, several actually, pretty close to our house. So we use it quite often. But it does take some practice. There's no doubt about that. If you've never been in a roundabout ever before and you come up on one, you don't know what the hell to do.
Listen,
you have no clue.
It's not even practice. I've been on a million of them because it seems to be the new rage in Colorado to put them everywhere. Ah, it's so scary. And then that car's over here. And then I'm thinking, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's everybody else that doesn't know how. Because I'm like, get over. What are you doing? And so then somebody posted that the person inside the roundabout has the right of way. But then all these people were arguing and saying, no, the people that merge have the right of way. I don't think that's true. I think the people on the inside have the right of way.
Yeah, the person that they're already in the roundabout, they're doing the roundabout, they have the right of way, not the person merging.
But what if I'm caught in the inside? How do I get over there? How do I get over there?
You turn your wheel.
No, because I'm stuck there, BJ, just going in a circle. I just can't get over there.
You gotta make sure when you enter the roundabout that you're in the right lane. So if you want to keep going to a further exit, then you stay in the left. If you're in the right, you're exiting, you're getting off.
But getting in the inside lane to get to the furthest exit, then you just somehow get trapped in there because there's all the cars on the outside, and you're like, come on, man. I like what it was, a damn chicken sandwich.
Yeah, you might want to stay out of the roundabouts.
No, no, I'm starting.
Until you graduate from your school.
I'm starting a school. I'm telling you, this is a multi-million dollar idea.
It could be.
People take ski lessons, right? I mean, there's lessons available for everything. Horseback riding.
I agree.
Yeah, roundabout.
And it appears that plenty of people are confused with them. Now, what took us so long to get into the roundabout business? And the reason I say this is this. Because when you get used to one and you use it and you go through those areas, clearly, the roundabout's far better than stoplights, okay?
Right.
By far.
It keeps the cars going.
Because it keeps everything motoring along.
Yeah.
It's better for congestion or clearing it up, whatever. What took us so long?
I think it's the price. It's a little costly.
Is it?
I think it's a little costly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more costly than just building an intersection with traffic lights?
I think so. There's a lot of merging going on, a lot of concrete, some signs. Yep. A little bit more money.
I think it's because it's a European concept and Americans just don't want to roll with it. They're like, we like our stop signs.
About 10 years ago, I went to Ireland and I was in a roundabout, but I was in the roundabout on driving the wrong side of the car.
Yeah.
I was there for an hour.
Yeah, that would throw me off.
And their roundabouts have like five lanes. It's like a highway.
It is. I just stayed there. I was like, I can't do anything. And my boyfriend's screaming at me to get over. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, you're in a foreign country, opposite side of the road.
Oh my gosh,
we actually rented a car one time in the Bahamas. And same driving conditions. You're on the opposite side of the road.
It's not okay.
And the wheel itself is on the opposite side of the car. You're talking about confusing.
Oh my God. I only
drove, well, the island's not that big, so I only went maybe a mile. I was terrified.
It's horrible.
And then
turn into the wrong lane?
Yeah. It also has roundabouts. And you want to talk about your brain being really screwed up.
Right?
Woo!
Man,
okay. Oh, man.
Exactly. So anyway, it's my $1 million idea. And will you see if... roundabout.com is available.
Oh, I'll look right now.
Okay, because I'm going to
go ahead and put signups on our page, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie can go ahead and get started with this. $1.99, $199 for school?
For
that's
a roundabout
pretty cheap.
School, yeah.
Cheap tuition.
It is taken. Why?
Yeah.
Who has roundabout.com?
It looks like it's an entertainment company.
Well, that's stupid.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.